It's the 10th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The choice for many in Bedford will be between heating and eating, Bedford councillors were told. The statement was made at the Climate Change Committee meeting on Monday, where many concerns were voiced regarding the surge in energy pricing. The average energy bill is expected to rise by almost £700 a year, with further increases not ruled out. Figures reveal that fuel poverty affects one in seven borough residents. Charles Royden, the councillor for Brickhill Ward, pointed to a statement made by the Chief Officer of Public Health, Ian Brown. Ian drew out the health effects of fuel poverty. People are going to die because they can't heat their homes and they have corresponding health issues as a result of it. It's really, really serious. A man was assaulted by three men on Ford End Road. The Queen's Park incident occurred on the 30th of January around 5:30 p.m. PC Andrew Armstrong stated, "We are doing all we can to identify the men responsible for this atrocious attack, which left the victim needing to go to hospital." Khan Hulal Butchers on Marsh Road in Luton has been plagued with numerous food hygiene violations. Routine council food safety inspections turned up evidence of rodent and cockroach infestations that were never addressed from a previous visit. Mr. Azulu Ezakaze and Mr. Mohammed Shah, the owners of the establishment, both pleaded guilty to food and hygiene offences. Each will be fined and spend at least a year in jail. Train services on the Marston Vale line from Bedford to Bletchley are set to resume on Valentine's Day. Marston Vale Community Rail Partnership Officer Stephen Slight stated, "Our line provides a vital link for the communities along it in excess in work, education and retail." That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.